PNC Maverick with Craig Pretzinger. Fuel for your mind and agency in under 5 minutes.
Hello, PNC Mavericks. Craig Pretzinger here, and today we're tackling a law from Robert Greene's 48 Laws of Power that often gets a bad rap, law number 7, which states, get others to do the work for you, but always take the credit. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Craig, isn't that just a fancy way of saying manipulate people and steal their thunder? But hear me out, because I believe there's a way to interpret and apply this law that's not only ethical, but also incredibly powerful for your insurance career. You see, that's at its core, law number 7 is about leverage. It's about understanding that you can't do everything alone and that there's strength in numbers. It's about inspiring and attracting others to your cause so that you can achieve more together than you ever could on your own. But the key word here is inspire, not manipulate, not coerce, not deceive, inspire. What does that look like in practice? It starts with having a clear and compelling vision for what you want to achieve. Whether you're an agency owner looking to take your business to the next level or a producer with big dreams of success, you need to be able to articulate your goals in a way that gets people excited and motivated to join you on your journey. That means communicating your value proposition, sharing your passion for what you do, and painting a picture of the impact you want to make. It means being authentic, transparent, and relatable in your messaging so that people can see themselves in your story and feel a connection to your cause. Once you have that vision in place, the next step is to start building relationships with the people who can help you bring it to life. That might mean networking with other professionals in your industry, reaching out to potential strategic partners, or even just engaging more deeply with your existing clients and team members. The key is to approach these relationships with a spirit of generosity and a genuine desire to create win-win situations. Don't just focus on what you can get from others. Think about what you can give as well. How can you add value to their lives and businesses? How can you support and empower them to achieve their own goals? When you come from a place of service and collaboration, people will naturally be more inclined to want to help you succeed. They'll see you as a trusted partner and a valuable resource, not just someone who's out for themselves. But here's the thing. When you do leverage the power of others to achieve your goals, it's crucial that you give credit where credit is due. This is where a lot of people get law number 7 wrong. They think it's about hogging the spotlight and claiming all the glory for themselves, when in reality, that's the quickest way to burn bridges and lose trust. And instead, make a point of acknowledging and appreciating the contributions of others at every opportunity. Celebrate their wins, share the credit for your successes, and make sure they feel valued and appreciated for their efforts. Not only is this the right thing to do from an ethical standpoint, but it's also smart business. When you create a culture of recognition and empowerment, people will be more motivated to go above and beyond for you in the future. They'll see that their hard work is noticed and rewarded, and they'll be more likely to stick with you for the long haul. So, to sum it up, law number 7 isn't about manipulation or stealing credit. It's about leveraging the power of inspiration, relationships, and recognition to achieve more than you ever could alone. It's about being the kind of leader who people want to follow, not because you're forcing them to, but because they believe in your vision and trust in your integrity. And when you approach it from that perspective, the possibilities are truly endless. You'll be amazed at how much you can accomplish. When you have a team of passionate, motivated people working alongside you towards a common goal. So my challenge to you, PNC Mavericks, is to start thinking about how you can apply law number 7 in your own insurance career. What's your vision for success and how can you communicate it in a way that inspires others to join you? What relationships can you build or strengthen to help you achieve your goals? And how can you make sure you're giving credit and appreciation along the way? Remember, success in this industry is rarely a solo endeavor. It takes teamwork, collaboration, and a willingness to lift others up as you climb. But when you master the art of ethical leverage, there's no limit to what you can achieve. So go out there and start inspiring, start attracting, and start making your mark on the insurance world. As always, keep pushing boundaries, keep questioning the status quo, and keep being the maverick that you are. Till next time, this is Craig Pretzinger signing off. Hey there, want to hear more? Join me with my co-host buddy Jason Feltman at the Insurance Dudes podcast or the Insurance Dudes website over at dum.theidudes.com. please, if you liked what you heard, click subscribe and you'll get the newest episode each time.